2-0 to Jackson in the air to left field. That's well struck. Moniak is back. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Three-run homer, Jackson Merrill. He goes deep for the second straight game. And the Padres lead 6-0 here in the second.
For a second straight day, the Padres broke out the bats early and often. They jump out to a 7-0 lead in today's series finale against the Rockies, and they go on to win by a final score of 9-6 as the Padres take 3 out of 4 from Colorado to wrap up this 7-game homestand. Welcome into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show here on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we begin our postgame coverage. Padres pick up their 82nd win of the season. They're now 82-68. The Rockies drop to 41-109. And after losing 2 out of 3 to the Reds to begin this 7-game homestand, Padres bounce back, winning 3 out of 4 from the Rockies offensively. Another very productive day for the Padres after they scored 11 runs in yesterday's game, 9 runs on 13 hits here today, including Jackson Merrill, a 3-run home run in the bottom half of the second to make it a 6-0 game, his 13th home run of the year. Pitching today was good for the Padres, got a little bit tricky towards the later innings as the Rockies made it a 1-run game, but the Padres hang on for a 9-6 win, and as we've come to learn this time year, the win is the thing, and the Padres pick up a series win on this Sunday. A lot to do. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. We have our full game recap, all the radio highlights for you as well. Fernando Tatis Jr. had a nice day out of the leadoff spot. 3 hits, 3 runs scored. I caught up with Fernando on the field right after today's win.
Fernando, the first 5 games of this homestand, offense was a little quiet. Last couple of games, it was electric. What was the biggest difference these last 2 games?
We're just confident in the group that we have, and just trying to find a way how to stay consistent, and just stay impressive.
These last 2 wins, this lineup did a great job at getting to the opposing starting pitcher. What was the key to getting to the starters early?
Just right approach in the plate, and trusting our teammates.
Today, a trio of hits, getting rallies going, continuing rallies. What was your mindset on a day like this offensively?
We put good at-bats since the beginning, so keep that momentum going and just trusting the guy behind you.
Let me ask you about one of your teammates, Gavin Sheets. Big hit there late. How would you characterize the impact that Gavin's had on this team?
He's been huge for us. He's been really huge for us, and he has been helping the team since day one, finding a way, and I'm really happy where he's at right now.
Fernando, great job today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Fernando Tatis Jr. on the field right after today's win. Yeah, Gavin Sheets had a big 2-run double in the bottom half of the 8th inning. That was after the Rockies made it a 7-6 game. He got a little nervous there after the Padres had a 7-0 lead, but Sheets got 2 big insurance runs in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Just part of what was another very, very good offensive day. Padres now will enjoy an off day in New York City tomorrow, and they begin a 3-game series against the New York Mets on Tuesday. Padres then will embark on their final road trip of the regular season. They'll return home for their final homestand of the regular season the following week, but the Padres, with 12 games remaining in the regular season, are now 82-68. When we come back, we'll continue to break this one down. We have our full game recap. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. Much, much more to do as the Padres win it on a sunny Sunday here in downtown San Diego. The final score, Padres 9 and the Rockies 6. Our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue our postgame coverage. The Padres continue to swing the bats well last couple of games as they beat the Colorado Rockies on this Sunday to take 2 out of 3 from Colorado by a final score of 9-6. We'll go downstairs, hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in a little bit. We'll also take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also get into our daily awards. Take your phone calls at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, phone number to call if you would like to get involved that way, chime in about what we saw today or throughout this homestand. Hey player, the all-new Jamul Casino Resort is now open with a luxe hotel tower, rooftop pool, spa, and a long list of amazing amenities. You'll have more ways to play and enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Jamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Let's recap how this one went down on this Sunday.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
For a second consecutive day, the Padres offense got rolling early. They rallied against Rockies starter Germán Márquez in the bottom half of the first inning. Two singles to start the game from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jackson Merrill. Later in the inning, they had the bases loaded with two outs for Jake Cronenworth.
Cronenworth pushes a bunt towards third base. It is a beauty. Tatis will score as Farmer picks it up. Second bunt hit of the inning for the Pods, and they take a 1-0 lead.
Nice little play there from Jake Cronenworth. A bunt with the bases loaded. Got it done. Got a run in. RBI single for Jake on the bunt. The Padres weren't done. Jose Iglesias was next.
One and two. The pitch. Iglesias right back up the middle on the ground into center field and a base hit. Merrill has scored. O'Hearn's right behind him. Throw goes to second base. Cronenworth will advance to third. A two-run single for Iglesias and a 3-0 Padre lead.
Padres led 3-0 after the first inning. The bottom of the second did not go a whole lot better for Márquez. On base with nobody out for Jackson Merrill.
And a 2-0 to Jackson in the air to left field. That's well struck. Moniak is back. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Three-run homer, Jackson Merrill. He goes deep for the second straight game. And the Padres lead 6-0 here in the second.
Padres then got more in the third. Jake Cronenworth and Jose Iglesias hit two singles to start the inning. That set things up for Freddie Fermin.
1-1 pitch. Fermin hard hit through the left side. That's a base hit. Cronenworth's on his way home. Moniak will come up throwing, and it is cut off. An RBI single. Freddie Fermin. Three straight Padre hits to begin the bottom of the third, and it is 7-0.
A 7-0 Padre lead. Yu Darvish was solid for the Padres today after they had a 7-0 lead. He allowed just a solo home run to Mickey Moniak through five. The Padres had a 7-1 lead through five. Darvish then hit a batter and allowed a single to start the top of the sixth inning. Mike Schilt brought in Jeremiah Estrada to face Mickey Moniak, who had already hit a home run earlier in the game.
In a 7-1 game, and Moniak, who homered in his last at-bat, sends one high and deep to center. Merrill's at the wall in right center. It's going to go. A three-run homer for Moniak. His second of the day, and all of a sudden, this is a 7-4 game in the sixth.
Estrada would get through the rest of the inning. Adrian Morejon took over in the seventh inning. He gave up a single and later an RBI double to Ezekiel Tovar. That made it a 7-5 game. Mickey Moniak then singled. That scored Tovar to make it 7-6. All of a sudden, Padres, who had a 7-0 lead, they were only up by one. The Padres then brought in Mason Miller with the go-ahead run at the plate. Miller got a strikeout to end that seventh inning. Padres still led just 7-6 going to the eighth inning. Miller stayed on. He struck out two in a 1-2-3 frame. Excellent work by Mason Miller in a one-run game. Rockies righty Jimmy Hergett came on for the bottom of the eighth inning. Padres searching for insurance. Mason McCoy started the inning with a leadoff double. Fernando Tatis Jr. singled to get McCoy to third base. Tatis then stole second. The Padres would have runners on second and third later in the inning for Gavin Sheets.
0-1, the pitch. Gavin swings, hits it in the air, high and deep to right center field. Moniak is back at the wall. It's going to bounce and go over the wall. An automatic double to plate two, and the Padres add on. It's 9-6.
A big, big swing for Gavin Sheets. Two insurance runs. The Padres at a 9-6 lead going to the ninth inning. It was Robert Suarez who put on the finishing touch.
Here's the 1-2. Tovar swings and misses strike three. Suarez gets him, strikes out three in the ninth to earn his 38th save of the year. And the Padres handle their business this weekend against the Rockies, taking 3 out of 4 to wrap up this penultimate homestand of the 2025 season.
Padres indeed took care of business last couple of days after losing Friday's game. They win 3 out of 4 against Colorado. Final totals here today for the Padres: 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for the Rockies; 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Again, the Padres improved to 82-68. The Rockies dropped to 41-109. Yu Darvish, the winning pitcher today, he went 5 innings, was charged with 3 earned runs on 4 hits, no walk, struck out 5. Darvish now 4-5. Germán Márquez, the loss, he's 3-14, and Robert Suarez gets the job done in the ninth inning. He picks up his 38th save of the season in front of the 66th sellout of the season here at Petco Park. 40,693 in the building on this Sunday afternoon. So the Padres take care of business. That's a really good way to put it. As Jesse said, last couple of days they faced starting pitchers that you certainly hope they could handle. They did exactly that, and after losing on Friday, they win the final two games of this series to win 3 out of 4. Now an off day tomorrow and the final road trip of the regular season beginning on Tuesday. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt as the Padres win it 9-6 against the Rockies. Our postgame coverage continues after these words. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up on this Sunday afternoon. Padres win 3 out of 4 from the Rockies to wrap up this homestand. We'll get to the full out-of-town scoreboard, the standings, tell you where things are at the current moment a little bit later in our postgame coverage. Hey, player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is now open with a Lux Hotel Tower and an elegant new spa. We have more ways for you to enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. The all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. So we'll hear from Mike Schilt in just a second. Padres did a great job in this game doing what they did yesterday, and that was getting on the opposing starter early in this game. Yesterday, really no excuse against the guy in Bradley Blaylock who had an 8-plus ERA not to get to him. Really same thing here today against the guy in Germán Márquez who had a 6-plus ERA, and the Padres have seen a ton. And to their credit, they did a great job in that department today. 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second, 1 more in the third, and just like that, through 3 innings, Padres had a 7-0 lead. Got a little bit tricky as we got deeper into the game. Jeremiah Estrada giving up a big 3-run home run to make it 7-4. Not the best outing today for Adrian Morejone, who gave up a couple of runs on 3 hits, and in the process, it became a 1-run game, and you're sitting there thinking, this could turn out to not be so good. But Mason Miller, who has been so good with the Padres since the trade from the A's, Miller was terrific. He came in with the tying run on base in the 7th inning, got a big strikeout, then a 1-2-3 8th inning, really settled down this game with the Padres up 7-6, and the Padres on the Gavin Sheets 2-run double in the 8th inning got insurance, and they go on to win it by a final of 9-6. Let's go downstairs here at Petco Park and hear some postgame reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
Mike, I know you've been mostly pleased with the quality of bats over the past week or so. What did you see this weekend in particular?
Yeah, I've been very, very pleased with the consistency, quality of bats. The approach has been really good. The consistency has been really good. The court awareness has been really good. Relative to the situation that matches the approach. It's way early. I mean, Jackson, you know, the bunt knock. Crony, seeing the field, bunt knock. Been working at it, paying off in game, and Jackson with the big blow, you know, and we like to do it all. We like the slug. We love the slug, actually, but we like to do all the little things that come with it. And, you know, Iglesias 2-strike base hit through the middle for that second and third run, and McCoy took tough at bat to lead off the inning. Tough error, man. And Toddy with some tremendous at bat to the top, and Sheetsy with a big blow at the end to give us some breathing room.
I know the length of your lineup is what gives you confidence, and you know, you talked last night like you have more than just the couple big boys, but the two guys that are at the top of your lineup today seem to be getting into stride here at the end of the season. What does that mean, or could it mean?
It means quite a bit. I mean, they're two those two guys, and this is I gotta be careful, and I am biased when I say this. I gotta qualify this, but from a skill set, when you think about competition and how you beat the other team, the skill set between Toddy and Jackson is as good a duo that I believe there is in the game, because they can do it all. And it was on display today. I mean, Toddy got his 30th stolen base. That's a pretty impressive number, career high, I believe. And then 102 runs scored, also a career high. So that's indicative of what he can contribute. But they can beat you and been on display with the glove. They can do it with the arm. They can do it with their range in the outfield. They can do it with their speed on the bases. They also, you know, some guys can really run, but their baseball IQ on the bases isn't very high. They both not only run really well, but they make good decisions and have good instincts on the bases. They both, especially in Toddy's case, you know, they're controlling the strike zone. And they both use the whole field. They both have all the different things in the game. They see the game and play it, and then they both have the ability to hit the ball at the ballpark. So, I mean, that's a dynamic duo right there.
What did you think of Darvish today?
I thought Darvish was outstanding. I thought he was really, really good. You know, five innings outside of the, you know, I mean, Moniak, you know, man, nice ball game, Mickey. And, you know, outside of the swing there, he was in complete control. And in the 70s, and felt great to go back out for the sixth. And, you know, we got the score to dictate it, and a couple guys got on. But he felt really good, which is most important, and I thought he looked great. Velocity was there. Ball was going where he wanted. Spin was there. Slower curveball. I thought he was tremendous.
We talked about it for a little bit, but what went into the decision to get Manny off his feet today, and then kind of how big was it for you guys to get the win with him and get him the rest?
Both big. Yeah, both big, AJ. We talked about it before this. We've been talking about it and kind of circling the calendar, and it's been fairly fluid, but, you know, it was something that we both felt good about, and it worked out really well today. And to Ace's question, to the conversation last night, when we talk about big boys, you know, we got a lot of them, and so we're going to continue to look for these guys to all be big boys, because they're all that ilk. You know, we talk about Toddy, we talk about Jackson, you know, but when we have a guy that we can finally give a blow to in Manning, you look up and there's Sheets with, you know, a big knock, and O'Hearn barreling balls all over the place, and he'll eventually find some grass again and maybe some bleachers. But, you know, we all set Louie down, and we got a lot of guys, and, you know, Laureano's been a big part of it too. So we got a dangerous lineup, and then you got guys like Iglesias come off the bench, contribute. McCoy, that came in, did a nice job on both sides of the baseball. And, you know, there's Jake Cronenworth, who just helps you win games.
How is Luis doing?
He came up later and said, I'm ready to go if you need me. But it was good to keep him off his feet and give him a day tomorrow, and we'll continue to evaluate him. But if he was available today, there's a good chance he'll be ready for Tuesday, but we'll see how he travels.
I'm pretty sure this goes with your philosophy for when you give a guy a day off, no second thoughts at all. If Arias can't go, can you go, Manny? It's like, let's let him have the day off. Is that the thought process?
Yeah, I mean, Louis was, you know, it went as a day off medically, went in as tolerant. You know, and the medical staff and Louie worked together to get him ready. And, you know, so that was a little bit different scenario. Manny was off. Now, he probably would have, you know, 10th inning or big moment, he might have tapped me on the shoulder. But, you know, listen, this guy's carried the mail for 100 and something games consecutively. And it's good just to say, hey, man, just don't get hot. Don't get your body moving. Just take the day. Take tomorrow and be ready to dominate after that.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt following this win for the Padres here today. This series finale is the Padres win it 9-6 against the Colorado Rockies. Sam Levitt back with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building as we continue to wrap this one up. So good news there on Luis Arraez. Sounds like he's all right after getting hit by that errant throw yesterday during warm-ups before the ninth inning. You were a little bit worried about that entering today, and then seeing him not in the lineup after he had to come out of the game following that kind of freak incident yesterday late in the game. So good to hear that Luis went up to Mike Schilt and said he could have played in some capacity today. I agree with Mike. That would seem to bode well for Luis's availability for Tuesday. So that's good news. And look, it's a great thing that they got Manny off his feet today. First off day that Manny Machado has had all year. Well deserved. Look, I know he had the two good games before it with a couple of home runs. I understand that, but I still think today was probably the day to give him an off day if you were going to do it this month, because of the opponent, because of the fact that the Padres have an off day tomorrow and you can then have two in a row. I think today was the day, and the Padres took care of business. That's what this was. Look, we know the Rockies came in to today, 108 losses. Okay, I think we all understand by run differential, they are going to have the worst run differential in the history of the sport, which is hard to believe. They won't have the worst record in the history of the sport, but the worst run differential in all likelihood in the history of the sport in a long, long time. So, you know, look, the Padres took care of business these last couple of days, especially after they lost on Friday. This was not a series that you could really afford to lose today or yesterday and split. I mean, these are the types of series you have to win. If you're the Padres, quite frankly, much like what happened last weekend in Denver when they lost the opening game on the Friday and got shut out. I mean, you're looking at it saying, hey, you got to find a way to win these next two. You cannot lose these series. And the Padres, to their credit, again, the good way to think about it is they took care of business the last couple of days. Offensively, they obviously look great the last couple of days. They slug. They hit starting pitching early. Again, they weren't facing, prime Greg Maddux out there as far as the starting pitchers, the right-handers for the Rockies. But again, they can't control that, and they can't control who the Rockies are putting out there. And they took care of business, and they got all over Blaylock yesterday. They got all over Marquez today. So again, they just did what you hope they would do against this kind of team and this kind of pitching staff, and they win 3 out of 4. Now you get an off day tomorrow and try to keep it rolling in New York against the Mets, which is a big series, especially for the Mets, who did win today, finally snapped an 8-game losing skid. However, they are still just a game and a half up for a playoff spot, so the Mets have a ton to play for. Padres also obviously have a ton to play for right now, and we shall see how it all goes on the final road trip of the regular season beginning this week. When we come back, we'll talk more about the bullpen and specifically one guy who had a major impact on this win. We'll have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up later. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call, much more to do on our post-game coverage. We continue after this. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue our post-game coverage. The Padres win it 9-6 against the Colorado Rockies as the Padres do a great job in the final two games of this homestand. Put it this way, the Padres in the first five games of this homestand scored a grand total of 11 runs. They scored 20 combined in the final two games against Colorado. See, so yes, it was against the Rockies. Okay, we got to admit that. However, the Padres, as we said in the last segment, we've said throughout the last couple of days, they took care of business. And from an offensive standpoint, woke up in the way you feel like they should against this kind of team and this kind of pitching staff. Now they've got to keep it rolling onto the road trip, and hopefully they can. Again, certainly a much better team in the Mets. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Mets are having their own troubles. They just lost 8 in a row. They snapped that losing streak today. However, the Mets are still a much better team than the Rockies are, despite that. So Padres got to keep it rolling. But again, 20 runs on 25 hits the final two games of this series. So hopefully that is the offense starting to kick it into a higher gear. Military Sunday on the Padres Radio Network is presented by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, no cost maintenance standard, so you get peace of mind standard. Let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
3-2 now. The pitch to Farmer is a slider at the top of the zone. Strike 3 called, and Mason Miller, 4 up, 4 down.
No doubt about it here today, Mason Miller, our relief pitcher of the game. He came in the 7th inning in what was a really, really sticky situation. Had the tying run on base with 2 men down. Padres had a 7-0 lead at that point after an RBI single by Moniak. It's a 7-6 game. Strikes out Blaine Crim to get out of the inning, and then comes back out for the 8th inning in what was still a 1-run game and puts together a 1-2-3 inning, striking out 2. So Mason Miller, inning and a third scoreless, 4 batters faced, 4 batters retired, all in a 1-run game. Shaky day for Jeremiah Estrada, who gave up a three-run home run. Shaky day for Adrian Morejon, who got two outs but gave up three hits and two earned runs. Robert Suarez did get the save. Nice ninth inning. Did a great job there. For Suarez, his 38th save of the season. But Mason Miller, just a terrific job today, really. A terrific job, and he's been stellar. I mean, you cannot say enough about what he's done so far in a Padre uniform. The numbers themselves are terrific. A 1.02 ERA, 17 appearances, 17 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 34 in the 17 and two-thirds. So Mason Miller's been absolutely stellar. He's pitched scoreless outings in 16 out of the 17. The only runs he's given up as a Padre. Remember that Lourdes Gurriel Jr. two-run home run beginning of August in Arizona? That's it. So he's been really, really, really stellar, Mason Miller, and he came in a big situation today. I mean, look, bottom line, we talk about needing to win this series. Had the Padres at a 7-0 lead and did not win this game, and you had kind of a disaster here, that would not have been a great feeling walking out of this ballpark today. However, Rockies made it 7-6. Mason Miller came in, shut the door in the seventh inning, bridge to Robert Suarez for the ninth inning, and the Padres bullpen ultimately got it done as the Padres win it 9-6. To be honest with you, there was nothing incredibly flashy in this game defensively. It was a fairly solid game defensively from a Padres standpoint. Nothing I would say that was overly flashy. However, we love a good routine play. Here was our catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Going to hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
1-0 the pitch. Doyle swings, chops it on the ground up the middle. To his left, McCoy's got it, gets rid of it quickly in time at first base.
Nice play by Mason McCoy. Hey, one-run game, eighth inning, you know, pretty sharply hit off the bat of Doyle, who runs well. Mason McCoy's got to make that play, got to make it cleanly. So that's our catch of the game. Nice job by Mason McCoy, who played good defense at shortstop here today. I told you, nothing flashy, but hey, we love a good routine play for catch of the game, and Mason McCoy making that one in a one-run game in the eighth inning got Mason Miller off to a good start in that eighth. Let's tell you about the heart of the Padres order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Heart of the order here today, a little bit different with Rise and Manny out of the lineup. It was Ramon Laureano, Gavin Sheets, Ryan O'Hearn, 3-4-5 in the lineup today. Laureano 0-for-5. He's been in a bit of a skid as of late. Talk more about him in a second. Gavin Sheets had the two-run double today, late, big-time insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ryan O'Hearn, an 0-for-4 today with a walk and a run scored. So all in all, just one hit from the heart of the order. That was the two-run double for Sheets in the eighth inning. But you know what? That'll do today on a day where he had 9 runs on 13 hits. So one hit for the 3-4-5 spots, Laureano, Sheets, and O'Hearn. But the one hit did produce 2 runs and 2 very big runs, insurance runs, in the eighth inning. Ramon Laureano, bit of a tough stretch for him. And look, I'm not getting on Ramon here. He has been terrific since the trade deadline. Up until about a week ago, I think he's been this team's best player since the trade deadline from a position player standpoint. And I don't know that there would be a huge argument to it. He's been that good and that impactful on both sides of the ball and so consistent. However, last 8 games have been tough. He came into today batting just 120 in a 7-game stretch, and then he went 0-for-5 today. So you look at his last 8 games, yeah, it's been rough for Laureano. So hopefully just the skid for him. Hopefully he can use the off day to his advantage and get things rolling again on Tuesday in New York. Let's step aside. When we return, we'll have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll update you on the standings, where the Padres are in the division and wild card standings at the end of this weekend. Our play of the game, wrap things up, get you ready for Tuesday against the Mets in New York. Our post-game coverage continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Final score, the Padres 9 and the Rockies 6 as the Padres win 3 out of 4 from Colorado. Padres end up going 4-3 on this 7-game homestand against the Reds and the Rockies. They'll enjoy an off day tomorrow before a 3-game series begins in New York on Tuesday. Padres with a 6-game road trip this coming week. 3 in New York against the Mets Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 3 in Chicago against the White Sox Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
We have one game going on right now. Red Sox way ahead of the Yankees. They had a 6-run first inning. They lead 6-0 early in the second right now. All those runs against the Yankees starter Will Warren. The Red Sox trying to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Yankees today at Fenway, and the Red Sox leading 6-0 early. Everything else has gone final. Nationals beat the Pirates 4-3 in D.C. Braves beat the Astros 8-3 in Atlanta. Royals beat the Phillies 10-3 in Philadelphia. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 11-2 in Toronto. The Guardians beat the White Sox 3-2 in Cleveland. Tigers beat the Marlins 2-0 in Miami. Mets won on a Pete Alonso walk-off home run in the bottom of the 10th inning today, 5-2 against the Rangers. Diamondbacks beat the Twins 6-4 in Minnesota. Cardinals beat the Brewers 3-2. In Milwaukee, the Cubs beat the Rays 4-3 in Chicago. Dodgers beat the Giants 10-2 in San Francisco. A's beat the Reds 7-4 in Sacramento. 11-2 the final. Seattle beating the Angels today. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Sunday. So, where do things stand at the end of today? Well, the Padres, with the Dodgers winning in San Francisco today, Padres obviously winning as well. The Padres remain 2.5 games out behind LA for first place in the National League West. And as you probably know by now, Padres do not hold the tiebreaker between the two teams. So the Padres would have to finish ahead of LA to win the division. A tie will do them no good. But at the moment, 2.5 games out behind LA in the National League West with 12 games left to play. As far as the wild card standings, Padres still sitting in that number 2 wild card spot. They're comfortably there, 3.5 games behind the Cubs for the first wild card spot. If the season ended right now, Padres are going to Wrigley Field in Chicago to play a best of 3 wild card series. The Padres are 5 up on the Mets, who won today. The Mets had a good day because they won. The Giants lost, so they dropped to 1.5 out of that final wild card spot. Reds lost as well, so they're 2.5 out. Now, the team that is all of a sudden in the mix once again, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who won today. The Diamondbacks are now 2 out. So again, on the outside looking in right now, Mets in the final wild card spot, then the Giants 1.5 out, Arizona 2 games out, and Cincinnati 2.5 out. So the Diamondbacks all of a sudden are surging, and they are knocking on the door as well. But again, the good news here is that the Padres are 5 games up on the Mets, so the Giants are 6.5 back of the Padres with 12 to play. Again, hey, Padres got to take care of their own business, but as long as they do that, for the most part, they should be A-OK as far as a postseason spot. What really is the question at this point, I would say, is where exactly they are and can they win a division and hold on to at least that number 2 spot? Could they possibly catch the Cubs or the Dodgers? To me, that's the real question. But hey, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, as they say. Padres got to keep on doing their thing. But they are 6.5 games up with 12 to play on the Giants. The real race as far as a postseason spot, it's everybody below them. The Mets and then the Giants 1.5 out, Arizona 2 out, Cincinnati 2.5 out. We shall see. Should be a very, very fun and very interesting and fun, entertaining final couple of weeks of the regular season. Padres win it 9-6 against the Rockies in this series finale. Let's hear today's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
And a
2-0 to Jackson in the air to left field. That's well struck. Moniak is back. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Three-run homer, Jackson Merrill. He goes deep for the second straight game. And the Padres lead 6-0 here in the second.
Jackson Merrill, another home run. He continues to hit him with more regularity. For Merrill, his second home run of, or I should say in as many days, with the solo home run yesterday. Three-run home run here today, his 13th of the season, and really blew this game open in the second inning with the Padres taking a 6-0 lead. They would go on to lead 7-0, would get a little bit difficult as the Rockies scored a run in the fourth inning, three in the sixth inning, two in the seventh inning to make it 7-6. Padres got two insurance runs on the Gavin Sheets, two-run double in the eighth inning to make it 9-6. Bullpen did a good job between Miller and Suarez of getting the final seven outs of this game, and the Padres hang on for a 9-6 win. But no doubt about it, another good day for Merrill, which has been great to see. Another home run to left field, and we've talked to Jackson about it. When he is at his best, he is driving the ball that way. He is going to left field. We have seen that in the first 2 years of his major league career. He did that on both home runs the last couple of days. So that was great to see, and good stuff from Jackson, and the Padres win it by a final score of 9-6. In fact, was Jackson's home run yesterday to left field? Now I'm second guessing myself. He did have another home run to left field. Was that the home run on Thursday night? Is that what I'm thinking of? Maybe I'm thinking about Thursday night. Where was the home run yesterday? I'm debating with myself whether that was to left field or not. No, that was more to center, I think. Anyway, Merrill had three home runs in this series. At least two of them were to left field. I can't remember now where the home run went yesterday. I've seen too much offense the last couple of days. 20 runs combined on 25 hits. Can't even keep track, but the point is Jackson's power really showing up in this series, hopefully a sign of things to come for him. As far as what's coming up for the Padres, again, 6-game road trip beginning on Tuesday in New York. It begins with a 3-game series against the New York Mets. First pitch on Tuesday at Citi Field in New York at 4:10 p.m. Pacific time here in San Diego. Our pregame coverage will begin at 3:10. Right-hander Michael King on the mound for the Padres. Right-hander Clay Holmes on the mound for the Mets. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube page and watch any portion of our post-game coverage in video form there as well. Taking a look at the final totals here today for the Padres, 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error they left on, 8. For the Rockies, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error they left on, 5. Winning pitcher today, Yu Darvish, who improves to 4-5. Losing pitcher was Germán Márquez, who drops to 3-14. The save goes to Robert Suarez, his 38th of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 45 at Petco Park. They brought it all homestand long in this penultimate homestand of 2025. Can't wait to share the final homestand with you, and then hopefully many more home games to come in the month of October. But today, the 66th sellout of the season in this building at Petco Park, 40,693 the attendance. Once again, first pitch at 4:10 in New York on Tuesday. We'll talk to you at 3:10 for our pregame coverage. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Kyle Obenshire, I'm Sam Levitt, saying so long from Petco Park. Again, the final score here today, the San Diego Padres 9 and the Colorado Rockies 6. We'll talk to you on Tuesday on the Padres Radio Network. Now enjoy our coverage of Sunday Night Football. The Vikings host the Falcons.